not much. Yeah, I'm doing it all. No, not saying just go out there and just do my best, so no predictions. I haven't really been timing. We've just been working speed stuff, so.
Notre Dame running back C.J. Procise, table three.
Oh, man, it's good. You know, we've been catching up. We've been talking, you know, and just been talking about football, talking about when we were together. So, you know, just catching up. It's been nice. Oh, we're real close. Whenever we get together, we're always talking and laughing and having a good time, so. I don't really mind my game after the bye. No really comparison. I feel like everybody has their unique style. But there's some players that I like Adrian Peterson, Rashawn Lynch, and other players like that. But never really compare myself to nobody. I feel like everybody has their own style. I was 6'2 and a half, 247. You just got to let it fuel you. I mean, the only thing you can worry about is what you can't control, and that's going out there performing, competing, and doing the best you can do. So. I feel like I can do that, but right now I'm just taking a day at a time, going through this process and see where it goes. No, just use it as fuel. You use it as fuel every day and try to get better every day and go out there and compete and do the best you can do. Well, I don't really like, we don't know each other like that, but we've been talking since we've been here, so, yeah. Oh, no. We're just talking about the process. I was kind of shocked. I was 247 this morning, but it'll go down by the night. I don't really stay at that weight, so. Like 241, 242, something like that. Oh, no, yeah. I think they'll start tonight. Oh, yeah, we talked a lot, especially going through this process. You know, he's really been a help, just giving me advice about everything. So we talked a good amount, so. Just watching how he carried himself over the years, by the way he ran, and anytime I need advice, he was always there to help me. You know what I'm saying? Just go out of his way to make sure I had everything I needed to know so I can be good when I was in the game. Yeah, I didn't think I was that heavy. I mean, I was drinking a lot of water just so I could, you know what I'm saying, add a little weight, but I didn't think I would be that heavy. But, you know, I won't say that weight. I mean, it'll go off me like a day or two, so. Everything, you know, and then you got a question on, just want to show everything. Just go out there and do the best I can do. Go out there and compete and have fun. I feel like I can do better at everything, but questions are my quickness, catching the ball, my protection. You know, I definitely want to get better at that and showcase that I can do things like that, but I know I need to work on that, so. Yeah, participate in everything. No, I don't know. I didn't predict. Yeah, definitely got respect for him. You know, he worked hard to get to where he is today and get to this point. So, you know, definitely respect there. You know what I'm saying? He's a great player and does a great job. So, yeah, I respect.
Derek, is there any part of you that thinks, you know, I won the Heisman, we won the national championship, I should be the first running back in the draft?
No, not at all. You know, I approach this situation as an underdog, man, and working my way up. And that's how I approach every day. Since I've been training, just trying to get better every day and ready to go out and compete.
Do you think in general that running backs are a big undervalued
as well? You know, I can't really speak on that. I feel like if you're in the position, you got to do what you got to do and go out there and do your best and what you can't control about how you go out there and show what you got and go out there and compete. I can't really speak on any other running backs and things like that. I mean, it's how the game evolves, and you got to take it for what it's worth. and you got to make the teams want to draft you. So that's all upon you and how you perform. So.
Coach Saban has an obvious relationship with Bill Belichick in New England. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a running back, a workhorse. What do you think about you filling that role for Tom Brady?
I mean, I just want an opportunity, so it don't matter. Anybody give me an opportunity, I'm willing to go. So.
Have you ever met Coach Belichick?
Never met him.
Derek, what's your answer when teams ask about the opportunities you got in college?
What's my answer?
Yeah.
I can take some of them carries as well, so I'm good.
Like, are you concerned about teams want a fresh running back, obviously? Like, do you get grilled about the number of carries?
No. I haven't got grilled about that. I haven't really met with teams yet. Not really a formal meeting, so I haven't really got asked about that at all. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Oh, I just say I ain't doing no predictions. Just go out there and try to do my best. No predictions.
You think there's a number there, though, that you need to hit just to kind of help solidify your case?
Is there a number that I need to hit?
There's
a number I know I want to hit, but I'm not really going to say. I'm just going to go out there and do my best. So.
So if you hit it, you'll tell us afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's been some great backs come through Alabama. And, you know, I've been fortunate to play there, fortunate to get coached by Coach Saban and Coach Burns, who's really helped me a lot. And I don't really try to do a comparison of all of us. You know, whenever we all had a lot of time, we just went out there and handled business and do what we had to do.
Derek, what do you say to the people who may have some reservations just about all the wear and tear, all the carries you had in college?
Oh, I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go.
No,
not at all. I mean, as long as you